Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
We are reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 346, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 80. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 346, Introduction to the Book of Ten Sefirot, item 80. Indeed, the four measures of people's attainment of His providence over them have already been explained. Two of them are in concealment of the face, and two are in disclosure of the face. Also, the reason for the concealment of the face from the people has been explained. It is deliberately to give people room for labor and engage in His work in Torah and mitzvot out of choice. This is because this increases the contentment of the Creator from the work in His Torah and mitzvot, more than His contentment from His angels above, who have no choice and whose work is coerced. Item 81. Despite the above praise for concealment of face, it is still not considered wholeness, but only as transition. This is the place from which the longed for wholeness is attained. This means that any reward for a mitzvah that is prepared for a person is acquired only through one's labor in Torah and good deeds, during the concealment of the face, of the panim, when he engages out of choice. This is because then one feels sorrow out of his strengthening in his faith, in keeping his will, and one's whole reward is measured only according to the pain he suffers from keeping the Torah and mitzvot. As it is written, the reward is according to the pain. Item 82.
The thing here is that on the one hand, we learn that contentment to the Creator, it comes specifically at time of the concealment of the face, when we try to do different things. Then we try as much as we can during the concealment, doing something, we don't exactly know what, we don't exactly know what's going on, but we still do it. The whole effort to try and do something and grow and understand and come to know the world, the contentment that they give their parents. The same with the concealment of the face, that despite the concealment, we try to take different actions according to what it says, that all that you can do, you should try and do. That coming closer to the Creator, meaning acquiring the quality of bestowal, becoming like the Creator, by that we give Him the greatest contentment. So how could it be that we ever leave these states and move on to a state of adhesion and revelation, because then it disappears? If he says that the greatest concealment comes specifically during the time of concealment, of katnut. But in our world, that's how it is. In spirituality, these states, they're simply they're unseen, but they keep on going. And there's no lack here. But all the states of the free choice and concealment of the face, they keep on existing, even on the levels where we move on to revelation and adhesion. So if there's any question about this matter, this is what I explain.
Item 82. Hence, Every person must experience that transit period of concealment of the Panim. When he completes it, he is rewarded with the open providence, meaning the revelation of the Panim. And before he is rewarded with revelation of the Panim, and although he sees the Achoraim, posterior side, he cannot refrain from ever committing a sin. Not only is he unable to keep all 613 mitzvot, since love does not come by coercion and compulsion, but one is not complete even in the 612 mitzvot, since even his sphere is not fixed as it should be. This is the meaning of the Torah being 611 in Gematria, that one cannot properly observe even 612 mitzvot. This is the meaning of he will not always contend. In the end, one will be awarded the revelation of the face. Item 83. The first degree of the revelation of the face is the attainment of the providence of reward and punishment in utter clarity. This comes to a person only through his salvation. When one is awarded the opening of the eyes in the Holy Torah in wonderful attainment and becomes as a flowing spring. In any mitzvah in the Holy Torah that one has already kept of his own choice, one is granted seeing the reward of the mitzvah in it, intended for this for him in the next world, as well as the great loss in the transgression.
Of course, whatever is revealed with the help of the Creator. But we have to understand that all of that is revealed in the vessel which a person prepares. If the will to receive is unprocessed enough in order to achieve some revelation, so now too we're in the world of Ein Sof. Our problem is in our kelim, that they're not processed enough, they're not targeted enough. They're not under our control, and therefore there's no feeling of where they are. Reality doesn't change, only the kli that perceives reality changes. And so, even though that there's the salvation of the Creator here, it speaks about the correction of the kli that comes from above, but it comes only as a result of the exertion over which there's no concessions. There's no, you have to do it. The exertion allows you to feel the kli, the revelation. And the Creator can't do anything here. Because if so, then the kli that will receive an impression and excitement and all the qualities from the Creator and so on will not have the right sensitivity in both lines in order to discover the light from the darkness. Therefore, only after the necessary exertion is there the salvation of the Creator and then the revelation and the kli that's ready for it. Yes.
I heard you said before that all the states of choice in the concealment offense also continue in degrees of adhesion and revelation. So I don't understand. Well, later on there is the revelation of the face.
Each degree is included of the previous degrees, and the more we ascend, then the previous degrees are included there too, and we continue the same actions. It's like folding a carpet, where on every following degree you have to take the same actions as at the beginning. you're undergoing the same states, only on a deeper level. Maybe we could also find such an example in corporeality, but it's not like I studied some, I learned to read or write and some math in the first grade. It's enough for me, and I don't continue in the second grade. In spirituality, there are 10 new sefirot. Therefore, you have to learn the reading, writing, math more deeply than you've studied before in order to keep on going in this following degree. On the third degree, once again, you have to repeat the reading, writing, and math on a greater depth in order to keep on going. That's how the degree in width extends and expands more and more in order for you to grow in height. That if you want to add some understanding, knowledge, you have to add previous knowledge and understanding to it. This is the kind of depiction of it, more or less. It's very important because there's no lack in spirituality. It belongs to this as well. Any degree which is 10 sefirot demands to return to the 10 sefirot with a new upgrade. He explains it in Introduction to the Book of Zohar, where he explains that by attaining a siyah, we merit only the light of nefesh and permanency, and all the rest of the lights are not permanent. Afterwards, when you rise to yetzirah, then the light of nefesh, the light of nefesh and ruach are non-permanent. Meaning, every time you correct the previous degree. Each previous degree is more upgraded. Well, there's much to say about it, but just because we read about it, so...
Remy Florida is asking, it is written, the pain is according to the sorrow. What is the pain? What does it mean?
Agra, everyone knows what that means. It means payment. Payment according to what? What does tzara mean?
Exertion,
sorrow. So it means that you get a reward. You get paid according to your exertion. People.
So he's asking, what is the exertion for which we get a reward?
The exertion is always in choice. That's all there is. The more you're integrated into the center of the group, despite all the problems and all the obstacles and everything else, there you find the point of connection and adhesion with the Creator. From what you've learned from the shattering of the vessels and the correction of the vessels, from what you've learned from the articles of the Rabash, according to what you see, that's all there is. No. You see how the birds, they return to their nest every time, and again and again and again bring something back. That's how we have to take all of our hopes and exertions and everything to bring it to the center of the group, because in the center of the group, we will discover the Creator. As much as a person is included there and nullifies himself before the center of the group, there he'll find the complete answer. And whoever is not there, whoever is far from it, let's hope that he'll see himself less successful, and that will target him at the correction. But you have no place for the revelation of the spiritual world, because the entrance into the spiritual world is in the center of the group. It's like the tip of the needle, the size of the tip of the needle. It's not like you pass through that hole. You can say that too, but in that very point of connection, in the very, very, very center, when you really reach the point, it means that it has no surface. It's really a point. When you come to it, then you start feeling spirituality, the next dimension. And that's why there's no place to run to, one way or another. From here comes love another as thyself, and all these nice words that... Either it speaks about connecting and the shattering, or psychologically speaking, or something else. But that's the content.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, how do we distinguish between egoistic exertion to a purposeful one?
Exactly that. The purposeful exertion is outside of me and its intention and its goal. The purposeful exertion, it means that I see that all the exertion that I did, or all the exertion that I do, I bring it like back to the nest, like a bird, that all the exertions are at the center of the group, and what will be our pleasure, that we'll discover that we can enjoy, we can give contentment to the Creator, even if we do not reveal Him. Just having the ability to do so, getting the guidance of how to do it and doing it, even if He doesn't know about us. But simply to have, just to have kind of an inclination toward it.
Yes. Denise from Moscow and Leo from Nari are asking about the amount of exertion. Who determines this amount? What are the signs that I have completed this amount towards the group and the individuals?
The necessary amount or extent was caused by the kelim. There are lights and vessels, and between them 125 degrees. These degrees, they determine the relationship between the light and the vessel. And the main thing which they determine is the transition from one degree to the next. We learn that all the still equals one vegetative, all the vegetative equals one living, all the living equals one speaking. That's on this level. On the next level, all the speaking equals one still, and so on. All the still equals one vegetative, and so on. But what does it mean? What's the connection relationship? If the Creator arranges our group so that He drives away all the people in our group that are like waste and leaves us in this form as we are in now, and even leaves those people that hear and don't hear, those that hear, they have to come to the connection of one, being one. That means that the connection between the still degree equals the one vegetative, one from the vegetative level. When we try to be united as one, then the higher light works and really connects us that way in the inner connection, and then we rise in degree. Yes.
There are questions, more questions, from Victor in St. Petersburg. He's asking, what are the Torah and the good deeds that Baal HaSulam writes about here?
The good deeds are bestowed, just like the Creator is good that does good and bestows. And the Torah, it's called the entire light, which corrects us and then fulfills us. All the light of Ein Sof, which is already arranged by the degrees, the different levels and systems toward the Malchut of Atzilut, which is inside the Zeranpin of the Atzilut, is called Torah, because it's arranged so in order to correct the desire. Therefore, Israel, Oraita, and Kutcha Brichu are one, meaning that by the Torah, whoever yearns called Israel achieves Kutcha Brichu, meaning the Creator. The degree of Bina, through the Zeranpin, the Malchut reaches the degree of Bina. Oh, Amnon, please. Good morning.
It says that then he has pain out of his strengthening in the faith of the Creator, and the reward is according to the pain. The question is, why is there pain in the work of the Creator? If I'm working for Him, I should be happy. But we constantly need to have pain in the work of the Creator. Pain in the work of the Creator.
I don't know. When I usually look at your faces, I see that you didn't exactly come to a wedding. You're getting married with the Creator. You're together in something. No, these are faces of, relatively, faces of sorrow. Now look, for a moment, they're all smiling now.
Just because we're lazy.
Because we're operating against our will to receive, and we have a lot of exertion and targeting ourselves all the time toward connection and concessions of the ego. And intentions not for ourselves, to give exertion, get nothing in return. In that very desire, where are my calories? Where are my fulfillments? Physiological, bodily, mental, where are they? Where will I take it from? How will my body give something if it doesn't get anything in return? It's a machine. Bodily, psychologically, and so on. I need a fulfillment. Where will I get it? I'm told you'll get a fulfillment if you'll ask to work as if with no fulfillment. Then you'll get it. Well, I want something besides that.
But I get fulfillment from pain.
The exertion is nonetheless accompanied by sorrow. That every time I give up my ego, my reward, I have to think about someone else instead of my, not only about myself. I see that I can do it, so I turn to the Creator. Until I turn to Him, until He answers me, there's really an unpleasant situation here. I didn't see many happy people. And surely this very first period. At first a person, he comes, he's happy, he's really willing to do anything. Later, we suddenly see that he disappears a bit, sits in the back, behind the pole. I see many people that aren't here now already. First they were here, sitting in front of me. Then gradually they're progressing towards the exit and disappear. You really see it like that. It's a problem. It's a problem. 1,000 come into the room and 1,000 come to study and one comes out to light. Not 1,000 there are times, but nonetheless, whoever knows how to make concessions and say, I don't care what happens to me. And the truth is that there is no other way, there is no other truth, and this is why I'm here. This is called buy truth and don't sell it. So there aren't many such. It depends on the desire, the point in the heart, whatever the Creator gives. Or a person starts praying and asking, but it's very hard. It says about that, that if a person did not get the will to receive a sufficient point in the heart from birth, that suppose at the age of 20, 30, or like in your case, at the age of 50, suppose, does not bring to the goal of creation, then there is also a possibility that even though he has a weak point in his heart, if you'll pray strongly, you'll get strengthened. He will. As if he jumps from generation to generation, from incarnation to incarnation, what he was supposed to achieve according to the general plan, not in this incarnation, but in a few incarnations, that he comes back and suffers, of course, and dies, and so on. Then in spirituality, there is no definition or term of time. So, yes, through a great effort, one can leap in time. Through a great effort in asking.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, distinguishable guests, and world kli. I have a question about the article. It says here, and this is the meaning that Torah in Gematria is 600, and 11 meaning the Achoraim, that he cannot keep even 613 properly, and he cannot be rewarded with the revelation of the face. So only after we keep the mitzvot, we are rewarded with the revelation of the face and not before?
No. We're talking about the revelation of the face is something that we achieve on each and every mitzvah, but the higher light, according to man's exertion, is intended to correct the 611 parts, or more correctly put, 613. The intensity of the will to receive, called Tariya, 611. This is how they symbolize it. It's, in the integral world, there aren't things that are defined according to their size or anything. It's all a matter of quality. So the Torah is as if is obligated, necessitated to bring us to a state of Tariya, and the mitzvot of love and fear. We'll learn about it. It's as if as a result from that. That it's not in the upper light. Because the mitzvah of fear is the correction of the complete kli, and the mitzvah of love is the correction of the complete kli. And they come as a result of the correction where the reforming light called the Torah brings us. We can say it in other words, that from the Zeranpin, whatever we get, or the Malchut, we get from it we get the Torah, the light of Tariyag. And what happens is that from the exertion, from the Oviyut of Zeranpin, it's already an addition. We'll talk about it.
Romolo from Italy is asking how to live with joy along with the pain.
It should be targeted, meaning that if I have to undergo some kind of an operation, but it turns out that this is what stands in my way of being healthy and alive, then I'm happy that I'm going to have an operation. It depends on the strengthening of the group.
Roy from Croatia is also asking, do people advance only out of pain? Can't they advance without pain and sorrow?
It is possible if you'll be above the sorrow and pain, but the sorrow and pain will nonetheless exist. You simply have to be above your kelim. Otherwise, how can you advance? If you're 100% will to receive, and the entire correction is to be in your calculation above the will to receive, so of course you feel suffering and disconnecting from it, that you have to part with it. You feel a suffering as if something is that you're losing something. Yes.
Zoltan from Slovakia is asking, I cannot connect to the group. What should I do?
Specifically Zoltan. He became so proudful suddenly. Okay. Well, first of all, it's a good thing that he feels it. What does he have to do? He has to throw the group a few parties. Put his money into it, exertion, to do as much as he can. To put into it, like we put into our children. Then they'll become important for him because he invested himself. Now he already cares what happens to them. He won't want to distance from them. Egoistically speaking, this is how he'll advance to the group. And later on, he'll be able to work with them on a different calculation. The main thing is to invest into the group. Yes.
John from Chicago is asking, what are the required actions in the state of concealment? Are these physical actions of dissemination or what?
Necessary actions during the time of concealment. Everything is in order to discover the corrected kli, that then he'll feel a revelation. And the corrected kli is our connection with the group. That's all there is to it. The correction of the kelim after the shattering, that's the connection.
He keeps on asking, so where are the forces we're given to exert against the will to receive? On what does it depend on to get such forces?
Receiving these forces, it doesn't depend on a person's particular work. Because actually in spirituality there is no particular work. They tell us, suppose, on Shamati, that it is as if everything is individual, that it speaks about me. It talks about me inside the group, and this is how I operate. Because if I'm not in a group, then I can't turn to the Creator. It's a big problem that people have, that they don't understand that the Creator doesn't hear. There's no click between the light and the deficiency, which is alone. It's like crying out from the desert. What do you have as a result? You have to be as a kli, in which there are at least 10 people, and in them, from them, you cry out. From them, in the connection with them, and nullifying yourself between them, and taking their authority over you, then your cry reaches, because then your cry is called the messenger of the public, Shliach Tzibur. It's like when we read Shamati and it sounds like all the articles are targeted specifically at you. There is nothing particularly or specifically that speaks about you. It's like it's only if you're connected into the group. And so when you do this, you're called the Shliach Tzibur, and as a result of being integrated with everyone, you raise the kli. And after the prayer, the kli, it crystallizes even more until it reaches the necessary measure. the actions or the conditions are very simple, necessary conditions and absolute conditions. The only problem is not to run away from them, to depict them correctly and keep them, and accept all the rest of the things, whether they bother or help or aid, to see them to the point, to accept them. There's nothing else in the world. All the people are engaged only in this. It seems to them maybe that they're engaged in other things, but this is the only thing people are engaged in. How to scrutinize the Kli correctly in order to reveal the Creator. Only to a small part called Israel, they were given an understanding, what are they doing, and they were given the ability to do this work consciously. But this consciousness is, it's not easy. As much as you want to be conscious of doing the work, you have to pay for it with giving your ego up. And they're doing work unconsciously. It seems to them that they're making money, they're in control, they're like this, they're like that. They were led to see that. And then they do it happily. You can sometimes confuse the children that way, that they'll do the right work. Suppose that they don't want to study or something. You can make it as a game or something, and there are those that it's good if they become accustomed to exert themselves, because in the exertion there is their own addition that they themselves add to it, and then they discover adhesion and all the rest don't, because they did not prepare the inclination from themselves. Even though they grew up, they didn't become big people because they don't have this discernment of being in the revelation of the Creator. Yes.
Hakan from Nuremberg, Germany is asking, how can one exert himself and nullify himself simultaneously, both exertion and nullification? How does it go together?
The exertion comes after the nullification. Nullification doesn't mean that I'm not operating. Nullification means that I don't put calculations from my ego into the exertion. The exertion is above the ego. Yes.
Two questions about prayer, which you have mentioned earlier, about the strengthening of the point in the heart. Guido from Riga is asking, what does it mean to pray strongly?
To pray strongly, it means that through some previous actions, I was impressed, so that it's very important for me that all of us unite in order to cause contentment to the Creator as a result. And I really burst out. How can all of us unite and connect? And I'm asking for everyone. And I'm asking the connection for everyone because I know that this connection will give contentment. That's a strong prayer. Yes.
Artyom from Novokuznetsk and a question from Texas are asking, a request for bestowal. Seemingly, it is also an egoistic request. So what should we truly ask for? Does it help to work without any reward when we want fulfillment?
The request for egoistic bestowal is called Lorishma. Of course, egoistic because in the meantime it's my nature. I stay in my nature until I necessitate the Creator to change my nature. In the meantime, I don't have a strong and true enough desire. But nonetheless, I ask to come closer to bestow. Even though I'm afraid of coming closer, but I ask. There is a process here that happens on the degrees of still vegetative animated and speaking, on the degrees of still animated and speaking. I'm not really conscious of what it means to be in consciousness and bestowal, but I can ask, give it to me. It's like a baby that doesn't know what something is, but he asks for it. From these requests, nonetheless, in this request, their surrounding light works in that, in the form of the distant surrounding lights and prepares itself for it. Even in Lolishma, the Lolishma, even if I'm asking for something and I'm afraid of really getting it, that works too. There are very precise scrutinies here. It's forbidden to give this up because usually a person says, nah, what will I ask? It's all nonsense. It's true that it's incorrect, but it works. All the desires that are in the Kli that can awaken, regardless of the kind of connection and the form, they nonetheless awaken against them the lights that previously woke up the desires. And therefore, it says, whatever you can do, you have to do. Don't be too smart. How many foolish things do you do in order to reach some kind of a pleasure? You don't give anything up. Maybe a bit of, maybe here, maybe there. Because it gives you pleasure. So do that too.
Dan from Odin asking, what does it mean to put the exertion into the center of the group? What do we actually put in so that everyone will enjoy it?
Into the center of the group, we put in our exertion. That I want that in the center of the group, everyone will be united. And besides this point, there will be nothing that there will connect so much that it will become as one. And in this connection, where everyone is connected as one, we will discover the Creator. So he'll feel how much we enjoy him. Let's move on to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.